Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series where we're looking at the Ten Commandments. We're calling our series Guardrails. When we look at the Ten Commandments, oftentimes we think of a list of rules or law. And what we're saying in the series is that you don't have to choose between rules and a relationship with God. That the rules are placed there to reveal the heart and nature and character of God, but also reveal in us the fact that we need God. So in order to live the life of freedom that we really want, we need to allow God to put these guardrails down in our life to protect us. The verse we looked at today was in Exodus 20, verse 7. It says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." It's a really interesting commandment that he gives, that he is concerned for his own name, doesn't want people to misuse it. And I think we can understand that. Have you ever had a time when someone said something about you that wasn't true? Someone said something about you, posted it on social media, or attacked you, or attacked your character, and they spoke bad of your name? We understand that. So God's the same way. He doesn't want anyone to do that. But is it just profanity? Is it just saying something untrue of God? I think we can all cross off the list, say, all right, I'm not going to use God's name in vain. I'm not going to use his name as an expletive. You know, when I hit my thumb, I'm going to say, golly whiz, you know, or something like that. But that's really on the surface level of this commandment. You know, the people of Israel, in the book of Isaiah, God was condemning Israel because they had turned away from him. They started to follow other gods. And he told them, hey, look, I'm going to take my hand of protection off of you, and you're going to be taken into captivity. But I'm not going to allow you to be completely decimated. And he says it's for my own sake. For his own sake, he's going to do it. He's not going to allow them to be completely wiped out. He says, why should my name be profaned? So when the people of Israel were living their lives for themselves and they stopped paying attention to God, they stopped honoring God, they were profaning him. They were making it as if the name of God didn't matter over their lives. But the people of Israel were chosen specifically to carry the name of God. You know, in the New Testament, when we take on the name of the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we live for his name. There's no other name under heaven given by which men must be saved. There's no higher name than Jesus. So when we carry his name, that means our life is a reflection of the name that we carry. And so when we live a life that doesn't reflect him, in essence, we are profaning his name. Do you see how it goes a little bit deeper than just using his name as an expletive? So the question is, then, well, what do we do? Because no one here is perfect. We all sin. Well, I think that's the beauty of the cross is that, you know, when we recognize that, we see what Christ did on the cross and we follow the same pattern, that we die to ourselves and we ask for forgiveness. Because of what he gave us on the cross, we can receive that forgiveness, and then we get up and we walk again. We allow Christ's nature in us to start changing us so that we can have a life that doesn't profane the name of the Lord. I think, it's easy to say that you're a Christian and then live a life that's completely opposite of what Christ would do. And the question is, why? And I think it's because we're so enslaved by our own desires. We're so enslaved by our own need for our own name to be made great. Have you ever had a time when you felt what people think of you is more important than anything else? That you will go to great lengths to be looked at a certain way, to be perceived in a certain way? And that leads people to do things that really a lot of times they regret. I mean, have you ever had a time in your life when you look back and said, man, I should never have done that. But your need to impress somebody or your need to be seen a certain way exceeds that of your own character or that of your own conduct, let's say. Well, I think in that same way that we need to live for a higher name than just our own, that our own name actually enslaves us to other people. But living for the name of the Lord allows us to be free, allows us to live a life that is free of what other people think, and allows us to live a life that's pleasing to God. Father, I pray that you teach us to live lives that don't profane your name. Lord, forgive us when we do. I ask, God, that you give us the strength to live a life, Lord, that represents the true character and nature of who you are. But God, we cannot do it without you. So I pray by your Holy Spirit, you would live your life in us so that people would start to recognize who you are through our lives. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Take a second and think through how this impacts you and talk to the Lord before you move on to your next thing. Take care.